This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 High FM. It is 27 minutes to one, and that was a fascinating interview, just discussing personal security and physical security when you are moving, traveling. You know, it's something that we can't take for granted. I know those of us who work for big corporates, it has really become a part of our daily life. Every time you open an email, every time you want to send an email, when you make a mistake and send an email that has information in it that you shouldn't send, they are very, very quick to come back to you. And the beauty about that is that those of us who are also clients know that there's a huge amount of work going on behind the scenes to make sure that our information is protected. But on the other hand, we also like to see positive returns on our investments. For those of you who watch your investments daily, don't, because it'll drive yourself mad. But those who watch them on a regular basis, you'll notice that there's been a bit of an anomaly happening in the market. We had a lot of good news coming through. Things seem to be very positive. And then all of a sudden, we're starting the year and we're going through the months and that shine has sort of come off. And that's where it's so important that you listen to a show like this, get a diverse opinion of where you should look at what there is in the market. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome back Dino Zuccolo, Head of Product Development and Distribution at Westbrook Alternative Asset Management. Shoot, Dino, that's a long name without breathing. Welcome back to High FM.
Good afternoon, Avi. It's great to be here. We haven't chatted in a long time. Looking forward to the conversation.
I'll be gentle. Don't worry. Take it easy. Good. Dino, take us through it. What is happening in the markets and why have they given you the job to find an alternative to look at debt? What is debt? Why can't we just plod along the way we've been doing up until now and looking at equities?
Yeah, Avi, I thought your introduction was very interesting. You know, last week was a busy week in the finance industry. There were three conferences down in Cape Town, a conference called Bonds and Loans, another one, the Investment Forum, and the Hedge News Africa Symposium. And we went down, Westbrook attended that conference. There were a lot of very smart people who spoke from various different industries. And I walked away and sort of thought to myself, what were the takeouts that I had from that conference? And for me, the biggest takeout was I don't think right now anybody really has a clue of what the future holds. Some people say interest rates are high and they're here to stay. Others believe interest rates are going to go down. Some people believe that the ANC will win the election. Others believe differently. The same in America with Trump. And so I suppose where we find ourselves, Avi, is we're in a very complex world where there's a lot of uncertainty. And generally what uncertainty does is it bodes volatility. And obviously, especially for those people who check their investment portfolios daily, volatility is bad because people panic. People then get into behavioral traps that result in them doing things that they shouldn't do because one, you know, when you invest, you need to look at your investment portfolio over a specific horizon that meets your needs. And I think one of the big issues we've seen is that in what has been a rising interest rate environment, Avi, the returns from the listed markets just don't cut it anymore. And where they do cut it, the volatility is difficult for many to stomach. And so really, we at Westbrook Alternative Asset Management are a business that are capitalizing on probably one of the biggest investment themes globally at the moment, which is alternatives. Alternatives, simply put, Avi, is investing in instruments, investing in businesses, properties, etc., which you can't access on the traditional listed markets like the JSE. But because of that, there's a whole host of positives that come with it. And Westbrook is your South African shop or house that is looking to provide a South African client with access to a global suite of alternative investment products.
I mean, that was really, really succinctly put and just put us there in the picture. Okay, so now let's get into the meat of it. We're looking at alternatives. We're looking at more specifically at private debt. What is private debt? And just by the sheer name, I want to run in the opposite direction. Why would I want to invest in it?
It's a great question. So the story of private debt begins in 2008. Obviously, private debt's been around a long time, but the real uptake in private debt began in 2008. What happened in 2008 was the global financial crisis. And following global financial crisis, we had Basel, which was a set of regulations targeted at the banks, which was designed to legislate them into a more clear way of behavior so that we didn't have 2008 happen again. But one of the problems when you over-legislate, Avi, is that it becomes really expensive to do business. And so what we've seen since 2008 is that the banks have responded to all of this plethora of legislation that has come out by saying, okay, well, it's very expensive for us to do what we do now as a bank because we're so heavily regulated. As a result, we want to only do big loans because at a specific size, the cost from the regulation is worth, the juice is worth the squeeze. And so if you look at the UK market, where our biggest private credit offering is, that's generally in respect of loans of 20 million pounds and above. In South Africa, but lower, 50 to 100 million rand. But there's this whole world of high quality businesses, high quality property owners, et cetera, who are looking for funding that is less than 100 or than 20 million pounds or 100 million rand. And that has given rise to one of the fastest growing alternative asset classes in the world at the moment, which is private debt, which essentially, Avi, in very simple terms, is when somebody other than a bank provides a loan. In our case, we create a fund called a private debt fund. We bring investors in into the fund, and that's the big difference here. A bank raises money from deposit holders. So if you put money in the bank promises you that, Avi, if you go and draw money tomorrow morning, there will be money in the bank for you to take that money out. The problem with that is because now the bank is promising to give people their money back at any time, but then they're using that money to write, let's say, five-year loans with it. There's a big, big risk that if there's a run on the bank, they don't have the money. The big difference with private debt funds, Avi, is that we don't promise our investors their money back tomorrow morning if they ask for it. We lock our investors in for a period of time, which is one of the big negatives of private debt, is you've got to accept that your money is locked in the case of Westbrook, for 18 months initially. But the benefits by agreeing to a longer lockup include a variety of things, which primarily in this market is a higher return for the level of risk that you're taking.
You know, we need to take a quick break, but let's just come back to that, the idea of a higher return for the risk. Let's take a quick break and run to the shops quickly. Craig, thanks so much. We'll be back with you in a moment.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 High FM. It is currently 18 minutes to 1, and on the line with me is Dino Zuccolo, who is Head of Product Development and Distribution at a company called Westbrook Alternative Asset Management. And we're talking about private debt. So, Dino, what you're basically saying is that it's an alternative to the norm that one can invest in. I love the term, is the juice is worth the squeeze, because the bottom line is that this type of debt is something that one has to sit with and understand that the money is locked in. You know, when you're talking about an investment of locking of 18 months, it's not a long time. It's actually quite a short horizon when it comes to that. The question that's just come through from two listeners is, are there any guarantees, or does one have to take the risk together with having to lock one's money away?
Yeah, generally in a private debt fund, there is no capital guarantee, but rather the capital is invested in accordance with the mandate. And if you, and this is where it becomes very important, Avi, to assess who you're investing alongside, because ultimately the best guarantee that you're going to get, not just in private debt, but in any investment, is the quality of the manager that you invest with. So in the same way as if you invested in a multi-managed fund or a long-only equity portfolio, there's no capital guarantee there. But what you're relying on is the skill of your investment manager to make good investments. And certainly at Westbrook, we refer to what we call our Westbrook investment and risk philosophy and approach a lot, which really is the set of guiding principles that we apply when we write new loans. And capital preservation is key to everything that we do. So there are no guarantees, not just in when investing with Westbrook, but generally in life. But certainly you are well protected and mitigated by investing with a good manager who has a focus on capital preservation.
The next question that people want to know, is it a lump sum investment, or is it also a recurring investment that I can put in monthly or as and when I feel like it?
So the one difficulty with alternatives, I suppose, Avi, is that because they're not traded on a listed exchange, the minimums are higher. So for example, if you wanted to invest with us in the UK, in our private debt fund in the UK called Westbrook Yield Plus, the private debt fund's minimum is £100,000. The flip side to that, of course, is that the return is very attractive. It generates a 9.5% net return in sterling. In South Africa, we generate about 13.5% in rands in the Westbrook Income Plus. The minimum there is R1 million. So the answer to the question is, if you can meet the minimums up front, yes, then you can invest periodically, but you can't invest every month like you would, for example, if you were to take some of your salary and put an auto payment order across. Generally, these things are traded every quarter, not every day or every month. But we could certainly assist a client in finding out a methodology that works for them. Just while we're on that point, maybe, Avi, alternatives are a little bit more complex. You're rewarded with higher returns, lower volatility, potentially less risk, etc. But because they are a little bit more complex, my advice to anyone listening today is to contact their wealth manager, because I think that a wealth manager in this kind of a context plays a key role in demystifying some of the complexity and in assisting the client with working out the best way to gain access to what we do. And if your wealth manager hasn't heard of Westbrook, ask them to contact us.
Or they can just contact you directly.
They can, but it depends, I suppose, on the degree to which the client is willing to do work, you know, him or herself, in understanding the merits of the underlying investment, et cetera. But yes, they are welcome to contact us directly as well.
The other important question, and I seem to be running out of time, is tax. What is the tax implication on the gains of the investment?
Yeah, so private debt is generally focused on the generation of income or yield, as we call it in the industry. So a lot of people invest in private debt with Westbrook because, A, they want capital preservation as their key, you know, principle. Don't lose me money is rule number one. But then generate me a stable, predictable, consistent income stream, which is higher than what I can find in bonds or fixed income or cash. That's kind of the focus. The problem is when you pay out that distribution or that yield, there are tax consequences. In our UK fund, we've structured it very effectively from a tax perspective. And so when you're paid out, you can choose either to have the amount paid out only when you exit, in which case you pay capital gains tax at 18%. Okay. Or if you choose to have the dividend paid out to you, you pay a dividend tax on a receipt from a foreign company, which is at 20%, which is obviously substantially more beneficial than if you'd earned, say, interest in a bank account, where you could pay up to 45% on that. If you invested in the local one, Avi, it's a bit more complicated. In South Africa, it is more difficult to structure around the tax. And so by and large, you would pay full income tax on the yield that you generate in South Africa. But of course, the return is quite a lot higher because it's in rands.
Okay. And then I suppose the last question, just before I let you go and we start running out of time, is what people really would like to know is the income that they receive from that, would that form part of their taxable income? And I suppose the answer to that is simply is yes.
In South Africa, yes. In respect of the offshore distributions, it's probably no. A little bit more complicated. But what we generally recommend to a client is that each person's tax affairs are nuanced and different depending on how they've set themselves up. And so get hold of us and we're more than happy to take you through you know, the best way to structure things based on each person's specific circumstances.
Great. And just before I let you go, people want to know about alternative currencies. Do you have investments in those?
We focus on three jurisdictions. So Westbrook operates in South Africa, where we have about 25 investment professionals and a variety of RAND products. We have an office in the UK, which is led by a guy, Richard Asherson. We've got 12 investment professionals there and sterling denominated investments. And then a UK office with Jonathan Loeb and Jared Weiner. A US office with Jonathan Loeb and Jared Weiner, who both offer investments in the United States dollar. But no currencies aside from that. We only invest and offer clients investments in geographies that we actually operate in and have people on the ground, which I think is quite an important differentiator because, you know, it's very scary to invest halfway around the world with a team sitting in Johannesburg, as an example.
Correct. So Bitcoin is not part of your stable?
No, it's not. It's an interesting question. You know, there's two types of alternatives. For me, I would put Bitcoin in what I call the fringe alternatives. Bitcoin, classic cars, whiskey, wine, art collections. That's almost where investing meets hobby and passion projects. alternatives. And for example, Blackstone is the world's biggest alternative asset manager. They've got more than $1 trillion under management. That's sort of the area of the market that we focus on, which is providing clients with access to the same things that they're used to getting access to, but just in a different way of investment that can be much more efficient from a returns perspective. I would refer to those largely in a few asset classes: private debt, real estate, private equity. And then as you move up the risk curve, you go into things like venture capital, et cetera. But certainly, I think if I've helped demystify one thing in this chat, alternatives don't necessarily bring higher risk. They bring different risks. And it's important for a client to unpack what those are. A lot of them relate to liquidity, the skill of the manager, et cetera. But you can really be rewarded if you get it right.
Great. Just let everybody know the email address is Westbrook. That's with two O's. Westbrook.com. Go along, have a look. And really, if you've got some money that you want to put away, you've got the traditional stuff and you're looking for something alternative, go and have a look. But again, if you are uninformed, you're never going to know what's going on. Go and learn. And what might be overwhelming in the first meeting might be very clear in the second. Dino, thank you so much for your time. And we'll speak to you in the future, please, God.
Look forward to it. Thank you for the time, Andy. Great. Thanks to everybody listening.
Great. Thank you to everybody who was listening. As Dino said, Craig, thanks for pushing the buttons. And we will speak to you next week.